The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour. We're here at Gordon Biersch Restaurant in Law, where you should be. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program, bringing you important information about good wines and great food on each and every episode. Our weekly in-house and special invited guests are here, and they're hungry, they're thirsty, and we're pouring wine as we speak. And boy, wait till you see what we're going to pair with it. That's going to work out really well. We've been offering good information about food and wine and pairings for quite some time, and we appreciate your listening, and tonight, of course, is no exception. The choices are interesting, and I think you're going to be informative about some things that maybe you weren't already aware of. I want to thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. You need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the broadcast. Wines du Jour food and wine broadcast is distributed in all 50 states and around the world via radio. Plus, we're available on podcast and free on iTunes. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid. So wine is sunlight held together by water, in case you didn't know. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun information and great taste right here on Wines du Jour. But first, I want to talk to you a little bit about where we are this evening, and that is the Gordon Biersch Restaurant. Gordon Biersch Restaurant in the Hughes Center, if you're familiar with Las Vegas. This is a specialty restaurant. They do their own cocktails, martinis, a variety of wines, beautiful wine lists, as a matter of fact, wonderful margaritas, and a number of quality beers that they offer as well. They make beer here, and you can watch it happen if you'd like, right when you come through the front door. Pretty interesting stuff. Good restaurant. We've been here several times over the years, but it's been a while. And I can tell you that this place is booming. They really know what they're doing. And people enjoy it. The food is good. The drinks are nice and clean and very, very cold and reasonably priced. So that's an important thing for you to know. So if you're coming to Las Vegas, if you don't live here already, you're coming to Las Vegas, make sure you look up Gordon Biersch Restaurant here in Las Vegas. You'll be happy that you did. It's in the Hughes Center. In case you know a little bit about Las Vegas, Hughes Center is a nice place, but I can tell you that it's a great place to visit, and it's easy to find. Plenty of parking, all the good stuff that you're looking for, and of course there's several restaurants here, all of which have great food, reasonable prices, good service, and I don't know what else you could ask for. So make sure that when you come to Las Vegas, you discover the Gordon Biersch Restaurant as an example. But tonight, we're going to feature three different wines, as we normally do here on Wines du Jour. These wines are from a winery in Santa Rosa, California, called Hook and Ladder. Hook and Ladder is the name of the winery. Maybe you've been there before. If you've gone with us on trips to Southern California, you have gone to Hook and Ladder probably. If not, that's okay. And we're going to have a guest this evening that comes on the show to talk to us a little bit about it from Santa Rosa. That is Devin Reddick. And he'll be with us here in just a couple of moments. We're going to be featuring tonight the Chardonnay. That is something I really like. Incidentally, it retails for about $34. Very, very reasonable for a very good Chardonnay. The second wine that we're going to taste is Merlot. And then the third wine is the what they call Station 10. It's a red blend. And we'll talk more specific about that. And this blend comes to us from my favorite city, a place where I went to school, San Francisco. And we'll talk about that when the time comes. So we got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about food and wine here on Wines du Jour in Las Vegas, Nevada. Be back in just a moment.
Mm-hmm. Hi, everybody. Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer here in the Sports Lounge. We look behind the scenes in the world of sports, do we not, Fred Dreyer?
We look behind and in front sometimes.
Really? So
yes.
Check them both out and you can see everything there. This isn't your show for sports scores. This is the show about the politics of sports.
We're not ripping and reading. We don't care about what the Phillies and the St. Louis Cardinals did in the third inning on a rainy day. Who cares? We're here to give you insight into a certain part of the sports world you don't normally see.
Wednesdays at 4 on CRN.
Hello, I'm Fred Dreyer. I've had a MyPillow for 2 years. Before that, I had sleeping problems. Pillows would go flat, I would flip and flop all night, I would wake up with a sore neck and a sore back and maybe even a headache. Made right here in the United States with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, there's nothing to lose. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for just $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. And it's only available at MyPillow.com when you use the promo code WINNER. That's two premium pillows, just $69.98, with the promo code WINNER at MyPillow.com. Or call 800-513-3363. That's 800-513-3363 or MyPillow.com promo code WINNER for a fantastic offer.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Welcome back to Wine is Jour. We're having a great time here. If you haven't been to Las Vegas in a while, you need to show up. A lot of good stuff is happening here. This town has been booming for an awful long time, and it's not even looking like it's going to slow down. The thing is, it gets bigger and better as we speak. We're talking tonight with Devin Ruddick. Devin is the man from Hook and Ladder that makes all the sales happen. If you're not familiar with Hook and Ladder, check with your local retail store. They can get it from their distributor anywhere in America, no problem whatsoever. Boy, these wines are very good. Devin, are you there? I'd like to talk to you for a while.
Hey, Les, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
I'm good. Thank you for taking the time out. I know you're busy taking the time out to spend some time with us. Tell us a little bit about Hook and Ladder. I mean, that's a great name for a winery.
Yeah, you got it. Hook and Ladder is a really interesting and unique story when it comes to kind of two histories of our owner merging together, his two career paths. He started his first career as a San Francisco firefighter. As a young man, he thought, hey, firefighting was going to be his path until he retired. He got a little wild hair in 1970 to buy some acreage just north of San Francisco in Sonoma County in what is now the Russian River Valley. At the time, you really didn't even have that boundaried appellation, but he bought 24 and a half acres of old vine Zinfandel, and his life absolutely changed from there. In about 5 years, he ended up starting his first winery, which was Deloach Winery, a winery that he eventually sold in 2003, and then, you know, kind of reinvented himself and kept on going with his wine career, but with a little more family, smaller, come-as-you-are vibe, and that's Hook and Ladder. And Hook and Ladder is literally a tribute to his days on the back of a ladder truck. He was a tillerman for most of the time. I know you guys are drinking the Station 10 tonight. That's Presidio and Bush. That was his retiring station.
Well, I tell you what, I've been a fan of Hook and Ladder for quite some time, and I'm really happy to have you on the show this evening. This Chardonnay, let's talk a little bit about that to start with. That's what you call Clone 45. Tell us a little bit about how you named it and why.
Yeah, so Clone 45, if you know a little bit about especially Burgundy varietals like Pinot Noir, Chardonnay, they're very, very old varietals. And when you cut from a mother plant, that is a clone. So in Pinot Noir and Chardonnay, there's dozens and dozens of clones. Clone 45 is a Muscat clone, a very aromatic and rich, almost kind of fruit-developed and tropical style of Chardonnay. It's quite delicious.
The taste here, you say colonial style. French 77 is what I can pick up here on your particular wine. Could you explain what the French 77 means?
Yeah, so the French 77 is the same clone. So they've kind of gone back. UC Davis really kind of paved the way to map these clones. And clone 45 is actually, as well as clone 44, is a derivative of the original French 77 clone, which is a Dijon clone. So these are all coming from this amazing legacy of Dijon.
Well, you know, Chardonnay is a pretty common varietal. I don't know how many there are. I know there's over 55 of them, different varietals of Chardonnay. I know that sounds a little crazy, but that's what we're saying is there's different kinds of Chardonnay, and they all have their own flavor and their own taste. The beautiful part is that I think what's happened here is Hook and Ladder has taken the Central California area where they're located and picked some of the finest fruit in that area to make their Chardonnay. And I have to tell you, it's exemplary. The alcohol percentage is 14.2%, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And it retails for about $34. That's in your retail store, your local wine store. And that's not very bad at all for a Chardonnay. Most Chardonnays are at least that price or higher, or they may not be worthy of more money, if you know what I'm saying. You can find Chardonnay for probably $12 a bottle, but that doesn't mean that it's something that you want to drink. I mean, not that it's terrible or anything, but it's certainly not the best that you've had for sure. And here you can find an extremely nice Chardonnay, Clone 45, as they call it, Hook and Ladder. The year is 2016, and it retails, as I mentioned, for about $34. I think that's a really good thing, and is a very food-friendly. I know one of the things I happen to like with this Chardonnay is grilled chicken and fish and seafood. Those are the three things in particular that typically go with Chardonnay. But in this particular case, this Chardonnay is really meant for, I think anyway, a little bit of that the chicken. You can use a whole body chicken, half the chicken, or you can cut it up into pieces and cook it that way. You can use something as simple as you could use something simple as extra virgin olive oil and salt and pepper is all you need to have on it. You don't need a marinade or anything of that nature. Nothing extraordinary in any way, shape, or form. And I can tell you, this is something that's going to taste really well together. You know, that's one of the things that that I have been claiming for many, many years, and that is that wine is food. I haven't had anybody disagree with that. People don't think of wine as food because it's a liquid. But I can tell you that it not only pairs well with food, but it is a food in its own right because it has such all the flavors and things that go along with really good things, including garlic, olive oil, all kinds of things, plus chicken and so on, that goes well with Chardonnay typically, but certainly goes along with Hook and Ladder Clone 45. It's available just about everywhere, is it not?
You know, this particular Chardonnay is really mostly available direct through the website, or if you come and visit us at the tasting room, which we have a lovely property right there in the heart of Russian River Valley, overlooking kind of some of the iconic vineyards into West Sonoma County. So this is a smaller case production Chardonnay. We do have a more widely distributed Chardonnay, but it's not a clonal designate, and it's not a single vineyard source. But since I knew you were, going to be pairing some good food with it, I wanted to give you, you know, a little something different, a little different twist from us.
Well, that's good. I really appreciate it. You did exactly what we were looking for. But this 2016 Hook and Ladder Clone 45, it's a Chardonnay, of course, is something that I recommend you write down. And when you go to your local retail store, if they don't have it, ask for it. They can certainly order it from their distributor without a problem. And don't order one or two bottles. Order four or five. You'll be happy that you did, number one. And number two, you'll probably get it a little quicker than if you just want one or two when it comes time to order. And that stands true with any wine, whether it's white or red, foreign or domestic. It makes no difference. Grilled chicken is something that a lot of people tend to do on their grill. They call it barbecue. I'm going to barbecue some chicken. Then they go out and turn their grill on, put a piece of chicken on the grill, and call that barbecue. Folks, barbecue is something completely different than grilled. You can grill or you can barbecue on that barbecue equipment that you have in your backyard or wherever it might be. But you need to know that if you're going to do what we would call barbecue, you need to remember that it takes a large piece of meat and it's generally marinated for a given period of time, and then it's very slow cooked on your barbecue. When I say slow cooked, you'd be on low, if you will, if there's a temperature that you can charge on it. Keep it at low temperature and cook it very slow over a long period of time. And let me tell you, it's well worth the wait. Now, if you're in a hurry, you're not going to barbecue. You're going to grill. And the grill could be just as high as you can get that heat. Make sure that you don't leave it alone for any given period of time. You're going to have to watch it real close if the heat is real hot. What I like to do with the barbecue is to take one side of it and turn the heat on high, and the other side of it, turn the heat on low to medium. And then you can actually move your whatever you're cooking from side to side. Start out on hot, give it a nice sear on the outside, on both sides of the product, but then you're going to turn around and because it's not cooked in the center, and this is one thing you definitely don't want to do, and that's serve chicken uncooked. Pink chicken is a no-no, folks, and of course rare chicken is also a no-no. So make sure that you give it a chance to cook for a period of time. Sear it real well with high heat, and then put it on lower heat where it's going to cook all the way through the bone. And that's going to be the best way to get it to taste and the best way from a health standpoint that you can go about doing that. So if you can add a little granulated garlic, what I like to do is to take a little extra virgin olive oil, put it in a nice small bowl, put about three or four cloves of garlic that you've peeled, chop them up into, let's call it mince size, and throw it in the olive oil and allow it to macerate or to blend for. So we're going to have to go to a break.
Devin is still there. Your guest is still on the line.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm sorry, I forgot about Josh Anderson. We're going to talk with Josh Anderson right away. Are you there, Josh? Oh, Devin, I'm sorry. I said Josh Anderson, and that's wrong.
Oh, yeah.
It's
Devin
Ruddick. Devin, we'll get this right. Tell us a little bit about Hook and Ladder, because that's one of the really nice Southern California wineries that you can visit. You have a beautiful tasting room. Your wines are very nice. You don't have 45 of them like some wineries, and you end up with just a select premium wines at a very reasonable price. We got about a minute and a half, if you would kind of explain about it, and then we'll go to a break and come back and talk some more, okay?
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, so again, with this legacy of wine, we're actually north of San Francisco, and that's the Russian River Valley right there, kind of in the heart of Sonoma County, known for great Pinot and Chardonnay from that region, but with this really unique kind of story of a firefighter turned vintner, and really defining legacies of wine in Northern California. In fact, was instrumental in getting that Russian River Valley boundaried and up in and now is a world premier region.
Well, that's good. You know, we talk about the Russian River Valley quite a bit. There's some very nice wineries in that particular area, and it's because the soil conditions, the weather, It doesn't rain too much, but it rains enough to give everything a nice sprinkle, if you will. It allows it to go through its regular process and come out tasting really well. We've got to go to a break. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Hook and Ladder. Devin, hang on. We'll be back right after these messages.
For an intimate, romantic getaway, escape to Maui's premier bed and breakfast, The Plantation Inn, a quiet oasis in the heart of Lahaina Town. Guest rooms and suites offer Hawaiian plantation decor, combined with modern amenities, and surrounded a serene courtyard with a pool, jacuzzi, and lush tropical foliage. The inn is located just steps from Lahaina's historic front street for an easy stroll to museums, galleries, shops, and restaurants. Call 667-9225 or visit theplantationinn.com and plan your getaway now.
Hello, I'm Fred Dreyer. I've had a MyPillow for 2 years. Before that, I had sleeping problems. Pillows would go flat. I would flip and flop all night. I would wake up with a sore neck and a sore back and maybe even a headache. Made right here in the United States with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, there's nothing to lose. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for just $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. And it's only available at MyPillow.com when you use the promo code WINNER. That's two premium pillows, just $69.98, with the promo code WINNER at MyPillow.com. Or call 800-513-3363. That's 800-513-3363 or MyPillow.com promo code WINNER for a fantastic offer.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Welcome back to Wines is Your. You're listening to Les Kincaid here on Wines is Your, and we have as a guest on the phone today from Hook and Ladder, one of my favorite wineries in the Southern California area, Devin Ruddick, who is a sales manager, and he knows an awful lot about wine. Thank you very much for hanging in there with us. A little bit of communication problem there at the beginning. We got it all straightened out, and we're going to live happily ever after. Tell us a little bit about Hook and Ladder.
Hey, Les. Yeah, I'm totally happy to be here. So, with Hook and Ladder Wine, you've got such a great legacy of wine through the Deloach family, who made their roots in San Francisco originally, and then ended up buying some acreage in Russian River Valley that changed their life. And now we have just one of the really great and fun atmospheres when it comes to Northern Sonoma County and what goes on in that area as far as a wine is such world premier stuff. But there's also a lot of great hospitality, a lot of really, really welcoming places, and we pride ourselves as one of those. You can come and visit us and play bocce and throw some bean bags and play cornhole and bring picnics. And it's a place that we really, really welcome everybody, whether you're visiting or you're a local.
That sounds great. Well, I can tell you that your winery is a beautiful place to visit. The tasting room is very, very pleasant. At the same time, the offerings are very good. You know, one of the good things about visiting a winery is being able to discover varietals that possibly you didn't ever have before, or maybe weren't even aware there was one. People don't realize it, but there's about 250 different varietals of grapes out there that they can make wine out of. And we know maybe six or eight of them, you know, the Chardonnay, the Cabernet, and so on and so forth. That's kind of the way that works. But it's a good opportunity when you go to Hook and Ladder to taste some wines and maybe some pairing that you're not familiar with. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, we'll help you through, looking at wine in a pairing sense. We do, to go back to your point about, you know, different varietals, we grow ourselves it's about 18 varietals on our 142 planted acres. And some of those are the varietals that are going to be very, very easily recognized. As you said, we do Chardonnay, we do Merlot, Pinot Noir, Cabernet Sauvignon. But we also, of course, do Petit Sirah and Carignan. We have a little Gewürztraminer. We have some of those clonal designates. We've even done Alicante Boucher, which is a really interesting varietal, one of the few red-fleshed grapes in the world. So there are so many varietals out there that you can get acquainted with, and one of the best ways to do it, like you said, is to travel to one of the great wine areas in California, which is in Northern California, Sonoma County.
Well, that's good. You know, we talk a little bit about where you're located. We said Central California, which, in case you don't know, if you can kind of picture a map of the state of California and find where San Francisco is, and then look down further and find where Los Angeles is. When you go between Los Angeles and San Francisco, you've got what we refer to affectionately as the Central Coast area. And so there are, I'm guessing, about 400-plus wineries between that Los Angeles area and the Bay Area, which would be Monterey or the San Francisco Bay. Between those two, that's how many wineries there are. And let me tell you, I'm not here to tell you they're all excellent, but I have to tell you the majority are very, very good. And the larger and medium-large wineries are the ones that I recommend you check out if you're going to be searching for wineries. The idea for tasting wine is not to see how much of it you can consume and not to go one or two wineries and drink all that you can possibly gulp down and then go take a nap off to the side of the road. That's just not exactly what wine tasting is all about. On the other hand, if you can get 1 or 2 ounces of wine and taste it a little bit, don't, you know, gulp it down, taste a little bit, and kind of figure out a little bit what it tastes like, what some of the features of that wine are. And the beautiful part is when you're at a winery, the people behind the table that are pouring the wines can tell you anything you want to know about it, not just where you can buy it or how much it's going to be, but also all the different parts of the wine and how it works. And that's what you need to know. And then try to find out if you really like a wine, write it down, and then find out from the person pouring the wine what kind of food they recommend goes with it. And then when you get home, you can buy it and try it and go from there. We've got to go to a break, so when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about tasting wine here in Nevada or wherever you might be. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here on Wines du Jour.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'ulei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Hello, I'm Fred Dreyer. I've had a MyPillow for 2 years. Before that, I had sleeping problems. Pillows would go flat. I would flip and flop all night. I would wake up with a sore neck and a sore back and maybe even a headache. Made right here in the United States with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, there's nothing to lose. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for just $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. And it's only available at MyPillow.com when you use the promo code WINNER. That's two premium pillows, just $69.98, with the promo code WINNER at MyPillow.com or call 800-513-3363. That's 800-513-3363 or MyPillow.com promo code WINNER for a fantastic offer.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV, the only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV, made in Vegas for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV, now available globally on your iPod, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Life TV, check out VegasLifeTV.us now.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here with Hook and Ladder is our featured winery this evening. We are lucky enough to have Devin Ruddick with us. Devin, are you still there?
Oh, I'm still here, Les. Oh, I'm still here.
Okay. Listen, I want you to do something for me, if you would. Tell us a little bit about this Hook and Ladder Los Amigos Merlot that comes to us from Central California.
Yeah, so, yeah, this is just, again, this is up in Sonoma County, up just north of San Francisco, about an hour north. And this is a really interesting area that we grow this particular Merlot in. It's in Chalk Hill, which is a sub-appellation, a very interesting one that has lots of pockets, different elevation, slopes, drainage opportunities, and it's a little warmer than, say, the valley floor of Russian River Valley. It butts up against really some amazing other appellations, like to the north, Alexander Valley, or to the east, Knife Valley. So it's right there in the foothills of the Mayacamas. It's an absolutely beautiful place to grow some grapes. And this is a Merlot that features a lot of that rich depth and character that Merlot can have, but it's accessible. It's round on the tannins. It's something that is going to be versatile in the food pairing sense. And really, if you're a wine drinker that likes a bit more to the mouthfeel, this is kind of an alternative to a lot of the Pinot Noirs that we do, but yet it's still a very drinkable, daily drinking type of wine.
Absolutely. You know, Merlot is one of the first wines that was used as a blending grape. Coming to us from France. You know, originally there's Cabernet Sauvignon in France, and they decided that what might be nice to do is to take a little Merlot and blend with that Cabernet Sauvignon and boost the taste and flavor of the Cab. And that's been done for years and years and years. And then after the blending concept was kind of settled down with Merlot for a number of years, they decided the people that drink wine and enjoy wine and that have to do with putting it in the bottle, so to speak, decided that it was good enough to put in the bottle by itself, and they started doing that. And now you and I can go to our local retail stores and buy a bottle of Merlot from a whole different variety of varietals, or I shouldn't say varietals, but wineries. But I have to tell you that the Central Coast in California has some of the best Merlot growing that you can possibly get, and Hook and Ladder is top ones out of all of those.
Well, thanks, Wes. Yeah, you know, we're really lucky up where we are. Of course, our neighbors to the east in Napa are very well known for the Bordeaux varietals that you're mentioning, Cab and Merlot. But we have some of the really, really great Merlot on our side of the hill as well. And this is a representation of exactly that out in Chalk Hill in Sonoma County. We pour this daily in the tasting room, but this is a wine that you should be able to find, again, on our website, hookandladderwinery.com, but hopefully in a retail store near you.
Yeah, well, this is Hook and Ladder. This is the beautiful Los Amigos Merlot that we're tasting right now, the year of 2015. The Hook and Ladder Clone 45 Chardonnay that we tasted first was 2016. This is 2015. However, this is 14.5% alcohol percentage and retails for around $32 a bottle, which is very reasonable for a very nice Merlot. What kind of food do you think goes really well with this Merlot? I just wondered what you think about the concept of pairing food with wine. Because in my opinion, I've always said wine is food. And when it comes to good wines, we have to make sure that everybody understands that wine is food.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Les. And so with a Merlot like this, this is really kind of what you were just mentioning. Maybe not as much on the chicken side, but if you were going more with a low and slow, marinated red meat and doing a barbecue, you were mentioning some of the differences there. This would be a perfect varietal to often pair with something like that. It's the beauty about Merlot, as they may be opposed to Cab, with Cab's acidity and often, edgy tannin, Merlot can be a little bit smoother. So the best thing about this Merlot is that I can be waiting for that meat to cook, and I'm taking sips while I'm waiting for that. And then it's still going to be a great pairing with my meal.
Right, absolutely. Well, we love the Chardonnay, we love the Merlot, and coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to be talking about one of my all-time favorites. They call it Station 10. It's a red blend from the San Francisco area, Hook and Ladder. And as maybe you know, maybe you don't know, I went to school in San Francisco, so I'm very familiar with that area. And when we talked about going to the wine country while we were going to school, the wine country seemed like an awful long way off. You have to go across a bridge, and you get up into the Sonoma area, and there are a number of wonderful wineries in Sonoma and, of course, Napa as well. And incidentally, just so that you know, there's a mountain range that runs north and south that actually separates Napa from Sonoma. So Sonoma goes all the way from the Pacific Ocean east to that mountain, and then go over the mountain on the other side is Napa. Okay, I'm going to let Kevin go. I know you've been there for a long time, Kevin. I'm sorry, I don't want to hold you up any longer. I appreciate your being there. And we've got to go to a break. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the Internet when we return right here on Wines du Jour in Las Vegas from Gordon Beer.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Hey guys, it's Jennifer Horn, and I've had a MyPillow for the last 2 years, and I am never going back. Before that, I had problems sleeping. The pillow would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, and I'd wake up with a sore neck. Today, I set the patented fill inside MyPillow just the way I want it to support me where I need it most. Now, I fall asleep faster, and I sleep better. MyPillow is made in the USA with a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, so there's nothing to lose. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com. And get a 2-pack of MyPillow Premiums for just $69.98. It's only available at MyPillow.com when you use promo code WINNER. That's 2 premium MyPillows, just $69.98 with promo code WINNER at MyPillow.com. Or call 800-513-3363. If you hurry, they'll ship them to you for free. 800-513-3363 or MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Are you tired of the courts usurping your freedom? America is supposed to be a democracy, but 9 unelected justices sitting up high in Washington, D.C. are making laws which they have no right to make. Join Richard Nixon live in the Legal Lounge every Tuesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on CRNTalk.com. Richard Nixon's a practicing attorney and noted author, and we talk all things legal, all things constitutional from a strict constructionalist perspective. Join Richard Nixon live in the Legal Lounge every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time on CRN Digital Talk Radio, crntalk.com.
It's the big names, it's the big stories, it's what everybody is talking about, and you got it right here with Bill Martinez live.
The Republican leadership on Capitol Hill gave the president a hall pass on debt ceiling. He gave him a hall pass by passing continuing resolutions. They basically allowed the Senate to ignore the House of Representatives. Everything's coming to fruition now with a new 4 years for President Obama.
Join us every Monday through Friday morning, 9 to 11 Eastern Time, right here on CRN Digital Talk.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a great time here at Gordon Biersch, a place that you should know about if you don't already. And that is, it's right here in the middle of Las Vegas. Easy to find, lots of parking, and a great opportunity to discover a lot about wine, whether it's something that they make there on property, which they do, or something that they have on inventory, which they also have a pretty good one. And one of the reasons for that is Joshua Anderson, who is the general manager here. And Joshua, thank you very much for taking time to spend to give us a little bit of information about your restaurant.
Yeah, good evening, and thank you so much for being here this evening. It's truly a pleasure to host this wonderful show.
Good, thank you. What about Merlot? Mm-hmm. Is Merlot a wine that you think about when you say, I'm going to have a glass of red wine? You think about Merlot, or you think about Cabernet Sauvignon? How does that work?
For me, yes. I've definitely recently gotten involved with Merlot, to say the least. But, you know, most people definitely go with the Pinots, go to the Cabernets. But Merlot seems to be very underrated. But it's just such a wonderful pairing for so many different styles of food. And we were able to really pair it nicely with this salad this evening.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something that people don't think about is the word pairing. They think about drinking the wine by itself. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But I have to tell you that wine probably pairs better with food than it does drink by itself in terms of options. So a lot of night or Saturday night, but each and every day. And that's one or two. Problem so much is that it is a food. Think of wine as food. That's what I've been saying for an awful long time. But at the same time, you can pair wine with food, and you'll be a lot better off because of it. We have a good thing. This Hook and Ladder Los Amigos Merlot is what we're eating as we speak, and I'm going to tell us a little bit about it. And maybe a little bit about the Merlots that he has offering here at his restaurant.
Definitely. So what we did was a seared tuna salad here, and it's got a honey balsamic roasted red pepper vinaigrette on a crispy tostada, and we've got some nice little slightly pickled cucumbers there.
That's perfect, too.
One is a little bit on the heavier side. This is a little bit lighter, so we've got a nice contrast of the profile. We got a lot of flavor going around.
That's a real good thing. Now, just so that you know, this Hook and Ladder Los Amigos Merlot, the percentage of alcohol is 14.5%, so it's not real high. And the good part is it's about $32 retail. So you can go to your local retail store almost anywhere in the country and get yourself a bottle of this Hook and Ladder Los Amigos Merlot for about $32. $33, somewhere around there, or maybe even on sale. That's another thing that's also possible. Now, we're going to move on to wine number three. It's also Hook and Ladder, since that's our featured winery this evening, but this is something a little bit different. This particular wine is a blend, a red wine blend, of course, but it's called Station 10. Comes to us from the city, or for those of you that don't know California, the city is also known as San Francisco. And so if anybody says, I come to you from the city, you know they come from San Francisco. It's just a natural. That's what the city means in terms of English by today's standard. But Station 10 is a beautiful red blend. And if it's not too much problem, I'm going to ask Joshua Anderson if he'd tell us a little bit about that one.
Definitely. This is actually a bottle that I keep in my Winador.
There you go. Me too.
because I am a big red meat guy, and it just pairs so well. We're actually doing a steak frites pairing with this with our house-made and house-cut Denver steak. It's going to have our house-made steak sauce with that as well. And with this wine, it's just going to be a cornucopia flavor.
Okay, let me ask you. Medium well, rare, how do you like your steak?
If it's anything over medium rare, I'm probably going to frown at it, but if you put enough seasoning on it, it might be all right.
Right, yeah. I had somebody ask me sometime, how do you like your steak? And my answer is this. Don't get mad at me now. Knock off its horns, wipe its ass, and run it around the block. Lady, that's rare. That's the way I like my steak.
I'm a Midwest boy. I've heard that a couple times.
But it's really nice to have a steak cooked properly. You can do it generally on your grill or Some people call it their barbecue. That's okay. It's probably the same piece of equipment. Make sure the medium high to high heat. Make sure that the meat does not come right out of the refrigerator to go onto the grill. That's the mistake so many people make. Take it out of the refrigerator 30 minutes to an hour ahead of time. Allow it to come to room temperature. It'll cook so much better, and I guarantee you the taste will be substantially improved by doing it that way. So take it out, put it on the grill to the length of time that you like, whether it's rare, medium well. There's no such thing as a well-done steak. That's against the law. So anything other than that, no, just kidding. Anything other than that is something that we would recommend. Medium well is okay if you don't have anything else to eat, but medium or rare is probably our first selection. So that's the way it works with that. Gordon Biersch is where we are. Joshua Anderson is who we're talking to, and we're going to find out a little bit more about him and a little bit more about Gordon Biersch when we come back from the break. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet when we return right here on Wine is Yours.
This is the Entertainment Answer. The emotional drama Breakthrough is finally available for home viewing. What did actress Chrissy Metz say was at the heart of this film?
The through lines for me were so important, that we're all purposeful, that we're all loved. We all are stronger truly together than we are apart. And the collective consciousness in positive forms, like prayer, is so powerful.
Breakthrough, rated PG-13, now available on digital, 4K, Blu-ray, and DVD. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungel.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Hello, I'm Fred Dreyer. I've had a MyPillow for 2 years. Before that, I had sleeping problems. Pillows would go flat. I would flip and flop all night. I would wake up with a sore neck and a sore back and maybe even a headache. Made right here in the United States with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, there's nothing to lose. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for just $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. And it's only available at MyPillow.com when you use the promo code WINNER. That's two premium pillows, just $69.98, with the promo code WINNER at MyPillow.com. Or call 800-513-3363. That's 800-513-3363 or MyPillow.com promo code WINNER for a fantastic offer.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Dr. Hoggly Woggly's Tyler Texas Barbecue in Van Nuys in the San Fernando Valley, 8136 Sepulveda Boulevard. Big platters with brisket and spare ribs and pulled pork and hot links. You get the half baby back rib rack, get the full rack, get it all, get the combination. Choose two, you choose three. Brisket, spare ribs, links, pulled pork, chicken breast, ham, baby back ribs. Dr. Hoggly Woggly's Tyler Texas Barbecue. It is my answer when people say, where should I go for great barbecue? And expect to take a lot home. It tastes great the next day.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're talking with Joshua Anderson, who is the general manager here at Gordon Biersch, where we're doing our show from this evening. If you aren't familiar in Las Vegas with Gordon Biersch, you need to check it out. It's easy to find. There's plenty of parking. The service here is very, very good. And Joshua and his staff have done a really good job training the people that work here. You know, one of the things that I find kind of exasperating is to go to a nice restaurant and the food servers have no clue what they should or shouldn't be doing, when they should or shouldn't be doing it, so to speak. And it just makes your whole evening there kind of upsetting, but you still spend the money. So I'm saying if you're going to a nice restaurant, make doggone sure that they're trained. And if they are, and which most of them are, you'll find that you can really enjoy a nice evening having a glass of wine or some food. And before we run out of time, I want to talk to Joshua Anderson just a little bit more about how did you get involved in the food business initially?
It might sound crazy, but I started as a dishwasher at Applebee's, and I've worked my way up since then.
You and probably 10 million other people.
Exactly. At the age of 16, I was back throwing dishes through the dishwasher, and here I am today
Good
in Las Vegas.
Good for you. That's great, man. I love those stories because, truly, folks, that is a success story. You have no idea what it's like to wash dishes in a restaurant unless you've worked in a restaurant and or done dishes in a restaurant. It ain't the same as you think by a long ways. But the good part is if you can make it through that and then in the meantime discover some other areas in the restaurant business that you may not even been familiar with to start with and try to get involved in that, next thing you know, here you are, a manager or a general manager or running a particular crew in the food and wine industry. It's really an amazing thing to have happen, and a good thing for that matter. The important part, I think, is discovering different wines. Mm-hmm. And if you have an opportunity to go to a nice wine tasting, that's probably the important thing to do. And particularly if the wine tasting is at a restaurant that you're familiar with, and then you can find somebody that works at that restaurant to become familiar with, and next thing you know, you can ask them questions about what pairs with this or what's this taste like or what have you. Next thing you know, you're almost an expert in wine just because you've asked and been there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, working my way through the restaurant business and with my dad being a big wine fan, you know, growing up and having a great understanding of wine and pairings and what you can really do and experience with wine is a wonderful thing. And just like we're experiencing tonight, it just brings people together in a wonderful setting where you're able to talk about it and learn about it together. And it's something that's just special. I think it's unique to wine.
Right.
And it can pair with so many different things. My favorite pairing is actually a nice Cuban cigar, which we're not sampling tonight, but hopefully maybe later on.
Yeah, that would be a good thing to talk about.
But, you know, wine is just something that goes across the board. You can find something to pair with it.
You know, just to mention cigars real briefly because we don't have a lot of time, is cigars and wine go, it's like food and wine. It's like shoes and socks, you know? It's an automatic thing. So anyway, we've got to go to a break, or not go to a break, we've got to take off. We're almost out of time. I have to tell you, we've had a great time here this evening enjoying this beautiful restaurant here, Gordon Biersch. And I have to tell you that we like what we've done here at Gordon Biersch Restaurant as well as the food and wine. You can accommodate groups from 10 to 500 here at Gordon Biersch. And they have a private space that you can use for almost any size group. So if you've got a party or a group or a birthday or a holiday of any kind, check out Gordon Biersch Brewery here in Las Vegas. I want to thank you very much for listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid, and we'll be back next week at this very same time from 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific and enjoy another restaurant and some new wines, to be particular. And we want to thank Gordon Biersch and also Hook and Ladder for their beautiful wines that we featured this evening. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back next week at this very same time. So don't go anyway. We'll be back after this.